By my calculation, it should explode in 3, 2, 1.
How did you do that?
Magic.
Oh my God, it went everywhere.
Next up, time to join the Q.
Q is for Quagmire. The one disadvantage to working at the bomb range is that when it rains, it becomes a horrendous place to work. And it rains a lot.
Carrie's right. Gas canister rocket was a deluge disaster.
I thought the dangerous part was going to be the exploding propane tanks.
You all right?
Oh, no.
Sounds Bogus was a seasonal monsoon.
Though I love the bomb range, I don't love it so much when it rains. The mud is basically clay. When you walk around, you get stuck. When you drive around, you get stuck. Think we got away with that one? Shoes are really hard.
No one likes a good bang more than the Mythbusters. But in their explosive encyclopedia, R, somewhat surprisingly, stands for rockets.
And that's surprising because technically, rockets are not explosives. But this being Mythbusters, things can and do go wrong.
That's why our rockets turn into explosives sometime.
To be fair, most Mythbusters rockets...
Watch out!
...have flown straight and true. But that's not always been the case. First, there was the salami rocket.
I'm making a rocket out of meat.
Which was less meat missile and more baloney bomb. But that's nothing compared to the most epic rocket fail.
It's time to install the rockets.
The JATO rocket car revisit.
The goal of the experiment was to get a 67 Impala to fly. So Adam and Jamie spent upwards of $20,000 on supersized rockets, which should have been more than enough to get the job done.